For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Page Six reports that Meghan Markle is planning a home birth for her second child with Prince Harry at their sprawling Montecito estate. Page Six reminds us that while pregnant with her son Archie, Markle initially dreamed of having a home birth at Frogmore Cottage, the UK home she shared with Harry, while attended by an all-female midwife team. But when Archie was a week overdue, Markle was taken to London's private Portland Hospital, where she gave birth in the early hours on May 6, 2019, with Harry by her side. Meghan's plan was to have a home birth with Archie, but you know what they say about the best laid plans, a source told Page Six. In the end, her doctors advised her to go to hospital, and all she was interested in was about delivering Archie safely. The source added, but she has a beautiful home in California. It's a beautiful setting to give birth to her baby girl. From NBC News, the Archbishop of Canterbury cleared up any confusion about Meghan and Harry's secret wedding. The legal wedding was on the Saturday. I signed the wedding certificate, which is a legal document, and I would have committed a serious criminal offence if I signed it, knowing it was false. Meghan had told Oprah, 3 days before our wedding, we got married. No one knows that. We called the Archbishop and we just said, look, this thing, this spectacle is for the world, but we want our reunion between us, just the two of us in our backyard with the Archbishop of Canterbury. Harry added it was just the three of us. Meghan Markle's former Suits co-star DB Woodside has demanded that the royal family apologise to her. Speaking to Entertainment Tonight, Woodside said, if they think that this kind of stuff is going to knock her off her game for very long, they picked the wrong woman to mess with. She is the wrong woman to mess with. They need to back up. They need to back off and apologize because she is not the one. She is not the one. Woodside shared that he did not know Meghan and Harry were dating. I did not know that at the time. She kept that tight, 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 which I completely understand. My God, but now I think back on that time, I'm like, she was dating him then, like, aha, but that's great. From the Daily Mail, royal expert Peggy Juniper commented about the one-year anniversary of Megxit. When Harry and Meghan left a year ago, people were surprised and disappointed because they were a great pair. Harry was a hugely popular royal, and Meghan was a great asset to the family. A year on, I think a lot of people are really angry and think they have betrayed their family and lobbed a huge bomb into the heart of the institution and sort of taken a swipe at the UK as well. Ms. Juniper described the crisis as worse than the abdication of Edward VIII. The circumstances are very different. Edward VIII was pushed out, whereas Harry and Meghan chose to leave. But I think this is more damaging. It looked as if Edward's abdication was going to damage the monarchy, but in fact it didn't because his brother was ready to step into his shoes, and George VI did a really good job and restored the reputation of the monarchy. She added of the Oprah interview, these are really terrible accusations that will stick. From the Daily Mail, one of Meghan's British friends fell out with her because Meghan was writing all these messages with loads of emojis. The friend dictated a WhatsApp voice note saying, God, Meghan is so annoying with all her emojis. She keeps sending me all these emojis. But then the friend sent the voice memo to Meghan herself by accident instead of sending it to a mutual friend. Oops. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Kate Middleton's uncle, Gary Goldsmith, chatted with the Mail on Sunday and said, I've known Kate since she was born and she doesn't have a mean bone in her body. It's just simply not in her nature. She's even lovelier on the inside than on the outside. If anyone had a hissy fit, it must have been Meghan. Kate would have been trying to make the peace. I would fight for Kate's honor until the day I die. She is the most spectacular person I've ever met. I don't believe for a moment that Kate made Meghan cry. The Queen was seen in public, rare since the start of the pandemic. She was out and about for the centenary of the Royal Australian Air Force at the Commonwealth War Graves Commission Air Force's memorial in Runnymede. Royal Central reports on arrival at the memorial, the 94-year-old monarch was greeted by the High Commissioner for Australia, George Brandis, and Claire Horton, Director General of the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. Exiting her car, the Queen said, "It's a rather nice day. It's been a long time since I've been here." The Royal Australian Air Force marked 100 years of service to Australia. To commemorate and reflect on the occasion, the Queen attended a service where Her Majesty's equerry laid a wreath on her behalf. Following the service, the Queen viewed panels bearing the names of Australian war dead and a display of fallen airmen and women in the memorial cloister before meeting serving RAAF personnel. Chris Shipp tweeted, "In a chat with an Air Force chap today about working with Typhoon jets in Northumberland, the Queen asks, are they being sent off to chase the Russians? He replies, that's correct, ma'am. It's a lot of fun for us." The Queen acknowledged the moment with a simple, And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast Intrigue and good times.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.